This is the Etu Ta camp in Kayin State, southwest Myanmar. It was set up to give refuge to people from the Karen minority escaping from attacks by Myanmar's army. More than 15 years later, they are still here. And new ones are arriving, displaced by renewed fighting between the military and the Karen National Liberation Army after last year's coup. Like many other ethnic armies here, the Karen have sided with the anti-coup movement. Saw Soya is one of the new arrivals. He says he and his family fled after the Myanmar soldiers shelled their village.
When there was fighting, Myanmar soldiers would shoot at the village and attack inside the compound. They destroyed food supplies and other stuff. They also fired their weapons into the air to intimidate the villagers. The villagers were afraid to leave their homes. The Burmese soldiers are everywhere in our area.
That's not the only threat the Karen community faces.
Myanmar soldiers have planted landmines everywhere around and inside farmland, so nobody dares to work on their farm. It's durian season now, but no one can harvest because of it. The landmines are even in the banana plantations. In fact, one of my neighbors stepped on one inside his farm and lost a leg.
Al Jazeera is not able to verify their stories. A spokesman for Myanmar's military has not responded to our emails seeking comment. A UNICEF report showed the number of landmine incidents across the country has increased since the coup. The violence between Karen fighters and the Myanmar army has intensified in the past year, sending people fleeing across the border into Thailand or into jungles and camps in Myanmar.
The Myanmar soldiers are based near our camp and they are fighting with the Karen fighters. Everybody in this camp is afraid and lives in fear. We are worried the fight will come closer and closer to us.
With more displaced people arriving, there are also concerns there may not be enough food for everyone. And with no sign of the conflict ending soon, people here know it may be a long time before they can return home. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera.